来翻开列王记下。
Let's open to 2 Kings.
今天我们的进度应该是读到第八章。
We should be in chapter 8 of 2 Kings.
我们从第一章来看到，从昨天看到今天的整个列王记。
So from yesterday to today, we finish the Kings, 1 Kings.
我们来读第一节跟第二节，列王记下第一节跟第二节。
The 2 Kings, verse 1 to verse 2.
我们从第一节，我们一起读到第三节。
From verse 1 to verse 3。
二战前，亚哈死后，摩押背叛以色列。亚哈借在撒玛利亚一日从楼上的栏杆掉下来，就病了。于是差遣使者说：“你们去问以哥伦的神巴利西卜，我这病能不能好？”但耶和华的使者对提比西提比人以利亚说：“你起来，去迎着撒玛利亚王的使者，对他们说：你们去问以色列神巴利西卜，岂因以色列中没有神吗？”我们这里看到这个列王记的一个开始，亚哈死了。
We see in the first king and the second king, chapter 1, that Ahab died.
他的孩子亚哈谢做王。
His son Ahaziah became king.
亚哈谢是不太好听啊。
It doesn't sound, the name itself doesn't sound too good.
因为已经结束了。
Because the end.
亚哈，神给他有一个很好的预言。
So God gave him a great prophecy.
就是只有他的一个孩子能够入土。
And he had only one son who would rest in peace.
所有的人都必须这个被杀。
And all of them would be killed.
是他吗？
Was it him?
忘了。好，没有关系。好，我们看到这个亚哈谢呢，就派使者去问这个巴利西卜。
So he sent a messenger.
巴利西卜就是苍蝇的王。
Baal-zebub is the king of flies.
以色列拜神拜到巴利西卜去了。
That the Israelites have worshipped idol to the point of worshipping the king of flies.
在整个的偶像里面。
It's of all the idols.
有苍蝇之王。
It's a king of flies.
苍蝇神。
The god of flies.
巴利西卜。
That's Baal-zebub.
那么耶和华就叫以利亚去告诉这个使者。
So that's why God sent Elijah to tell this messenger.
以色列中没有神吗？
Is there no god in Israel?
表示呢，亚哈谢根本已经怎么样远离神了。
We see that Isaiah already departed from God.
以前还会敬拜神，是因为这个是祖宗留下来的。
He worshipped God because it was passed on from the forefathers.
有他的能力在。
And still had power.
啊，这个拜那个也拜，最起码都不得罪嘛。
So they worshipped this and the other thing, but nothing happened.
那现在是怎么样？是完全靠拢。
But now it's all dependent on the idols.
已经怎么样？宁可拜巴利啊，也不拜耶和华。
You'd rather worship Baal but not the Lord.
那么结果呢？我们就看到。这个整个的以利亚就告诉巴利这个来的使者。
So Elijah spoke to this messenger.
那么我们就看到呢，在整个第一章里面呢，到第九节的时候。
So in chapter 1 verse 9.
于是呢，王差遣五十个副长。
So he sent a captain of 50.
带领
people to Elijah.
五十人去见以利亚。
So he took the company of 50 men to see Elijah.
他就上到以利亚那里。
So he went up to Elijah.
以利亚正坐在山上。
So he was sitting on the top of a hill.
五十副长对他说：“神人啊。
”And the man said to him, "Man of God."
王吩咐你下来。
The king says, "Come down."
其实，在希伯来文里面，这是很不客气的。
But in Hebrew, actually, this is very rude. Rude.
就是我是王的使者。
He said, "I'm the messenger of the king."
来的时候，你见到王的使者，你要下拜。
So when you see the messenger of the king, you need to worship.
你竟然坐在高高上面。
Or bow down, you dare to sit at the top.
这个意思，这个很不客气，下来。
So、basically, it's very rude to say, "Come down."
就是说，这个王呢，其实呢是要问，但是他这个人呢，就怎么样，非常傲慢。
Even though the king was supposed to require Elijah, but this man was very arrogant.
以利亚回答什么？你这竟然叫我神人啊
！So that's why Elijah answered the captain, "If I am a man of God."
我若是神人，愿火从天上降下来，烧灭你和你那五十人。
If I'm in a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men.
其实这个是给我们看见，也给当时的时候的看见。
This is something we see at the time.
你既然叫我神人，却不以神人来尊重。
So we see that he called him a man of God, yet he doesn't honor him as a man of God.
你所不尊重的是那一位赐给我能力的神。
What you actually dishonor is the God who gives me the power or authority.
我们看到当轻视一个神的仆人的时候，
you see that when somebody mocks the servant of God,
跟轻视神是一样。
The same as despising God.
这里给我们看到说，大卫他当在追这个被追杀的时候，
we saw that when David was being pursued,
他可以不下手杀神的受膏者。
He would not lay hands on God's anointed.
这就是他非常的明白什么是神的主权。
Because he understood what is sovereignty of God.
于是呢，我们就看到呢，第二次呢，再一次差人来，也是这样子。
So, we saw the second time that he sent the men again, and the same thing happened.
第三次的时候呢，就学乖了。
The third time, they learned.
这个五十夫长呢
？This captain of 50 men.
神啊，愿我的性命和这五十的仆人的性命，在你的眼中看为宝贵。
So he begged, please have respect in my life and the lives of these 50 men.
啊，这个呢，就是当他谦卑在神的面前的时候。
So when he humbled himself before God,
我们就看见呢，这个神人就告诉他。
And we see that the man of God told him,
这个亚哈谢是没有救的。
He's saying that.Isaiah will die.
那么为什么要拦阻这一个使者来告诉这一个亚哈谢呢
？So why would block this messenger from telling Isaiah?
其实呢，他去问那个苍蝇神。
Because he went to consult about Ziba.
苍蝇神绝对没有办法解决他的问题。
The God of flies cannot solve his problem.
但是拦阻起来，我要告诉你，你要死了。
But you block me, but I'm going to tell you that he's going to die.
而且这个呢，就是正如耶和华借着以利亚所说他，因为他没有儿子
so he died according to the word of the Lord that Elijah spoke to him.
那么他的兄弟亚兰接续他做王
yeah, Hazael had no son, so Joram succeeded him as king in the second year.
17节里面正在犹大王约沙法的儿子约兰的第二年
in the second year of Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah.
我们看到当以利亚被这一个告他去告以利沙的时候，
We saw that when Elijah was to anoint Elisha,
他在这一个做了非常多的工作。
He did a lot of work.
神让他发现他不是孤单的。
God let him see that he was not alone.
当他在逃亡的时候
，So when he was fleeing,
他在灵性非常低落的时候
，When he was spiritually at a very low point,
他总认为是他孤身一人在奋战。
He felt that he was fighting alone.
神让他看见他不是孤身一人。
God let him see that he was not alone in battle.
他还有更多的人在那个地方帮助着他。
There were a lot more people helping him around.
有一个以利沙可以侍奉他。
There was an Elisha who could serve him.
一群先知的门徒跟随着他。
And a group of prophets were with him.
那么在第二章里面非常的重要。
In chapter 2 is very important.
第二章也就是以利亚要被接升天的时候。
This is when Elijah was supposed to be received to heaven.
那么也就是以利沙要接续以利亚做先知的时候
，And it's also the time Elisha was supposed to succeed Elijah as a prophet.
我们都知道以利沙向以利亚所要求的是什么？愿感动你的灵，加倍感动我。
We all know that Elisha asked Elijah for a double portion of his spirit.
这一个关键跟我们基督徒非常重要。
This critical moment is very important to the Christians.
我们在这个世代。
In this generation,
我们等候的是什么
？What are we waiting for?
我们等候的就是以利亚那样子被提。
To be raised up like Elijah.
这个时代正是这个时候。
This generation is this moment.
这六月中这个希腊改选。
In June, Greece is going to have a re-election.
不是有希腊。
Oh, Greece. I'm sorry.
希腊改选。
It's going to have a re-election.
如果没有成的话，就开始欧洲就开始违约了。
So then Europe is going to go change their covenant.
欧债违约的下场是非常严重的。
So what happened is going to be scary.
不是对希腊很严重。
It's not just to Greece.
是对整个的这一个欧洲很严峻。
But affects the whole Europe.
那你看到希腊最近这一个本来是小党的一个根本不看起眼的一个党。
So even though Greece to them was not a big big nation.
这个党像什么党呢？
How about what it's like?
像早期的希特勒。
It's just like Hitler in the early times.
是非常偏激的。
It was very radical.
那么如果这个党起来了。
So if this party in Greece.
我们就更可以很看见神的手在这个历史借着圣经里面告诉我们。
Rise us up, we'll see what God has said to us in the Bible.
那四个小角。
The four horns.
冒出一个角。
There was a horn that comes out of.
这个四个小角从哪里来的？
Where did these four horns come from?
这个四个小角从希腊来的。
It comes from Greece.
希腊当时分裂成四个大国家。
So Greece at that time split into four great countries.
希腊早期是一个非常大的一个很好的一个帝国。
So Greece was a great empire in the beginning.
希腊最大的一个帝国就是那个亚历山大。
So the greatest one was Alexander the Great.
当他死掉的时候，分成四个王国。
So when he died, he was split into four countries.
当然现在希腊很小。
Although Greece now today is small.
那么如果圣经那个预言在的话，
But if the prophecy comes,
也是正确的话，
and it's true,
敌基督是从希腊里面冒出一个小角出来的。
So the Antichrist will have a horn come out of Greece.
纵然不一定是正现在的希腊，
It may not be the present Greece.
表示也有希腊的血统。
But it means that there's a bloodline of Greece.
这些都告诉我们说，整个欧洲里面让我们看到在为敌基督铺路。
So we see that the whole Europe now is paving the path for the Antichrist.
表示这个被提的时间呢越来越快。
Meaning that the time to be raptured is getting closer and closer.
也许我们不用遇到大灾难之前，我们就被提了。
Maybe we will not have to see the tribulation before we are raptured.
如果全世界里面有三分之一人要被杀，四分之一人要被杀。
If a quarter of the population on Earth will be killed.
如果我们要算得比较精准一点，讲到四分之一，四分之一，好吧，我们也有四分之一人被提。
So need to be more precise. A quarter of people also be raptured.
六十亿人口。
It will be 6 billion people.
那么这样一下子之间，好几十亿的人不见了。
Of a sudden, billions of people would disappear.
那这一个是很那个灾难在来临的时候。
This is before the tribulations.
这一个是圣经给我们看到神的保守。
This is what the Bible let us see God's saving or salvation or keeping.
这个时代呢，我们就看到以利亚被提。
We see this in this generation that Elijah was taken up.
而我们基督徒等候的是什么？
But what we Christians are waiting for?
努力进天国。
To take the kingdom by the force.
没有死掉之前，我们就可以看见我们被提到什么国度。
Before we die, we'll see that we are raptured into the kingdom of God.
当然，在主来以先死掉的人，他首先被提。
Of course, those who die in the Lord will be raptured first.
我们看到以利亚当时的被提。
So we saw Elijah being taken up.
还有一个是什么？一个是以利沙。
And the other person, Elisha.
这其实是好像是两个时期。
It looks like these are two different periods.
其实对我们这个世代的是同一个时期。
But to our generation, it's one same period.
以前是以利亚以利沙接替以利亚做先知。
Before it was Elisha who succeeded Elijah as a prophet.
那一个是在整个的计划里面，我们是这样看。
So in the whole plan, we see this.
但是在整个的历史里头
，But in the history,
在这个末后的世代里面
，In the end generation,
我们要把两个放在一起。
We put them together.
第一个，我们是等候主的被提。
One is we are waiting to be raptured.
我们需要像以利亚那样性情。
We need to be a man like Elijah.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，以利亚与我们是同样性情的。
Because the Bible clearly tells us Elijah was a man just like us.
以利亚也会看到自己非常软弱到无助。
You could see also Elijah was saw himself as being so weak and helpless.
也许我们还没有软弱到求死的地步。
Maybe we have not been weakened to the point of asking him to die.
求死不是自杀哈。
But we said before to ask to die doesn't mean
你就接我走吧。
To commit suicide, he has to take me away. That's what he's saying.
而不是说我自己了结自己的生命，这叫做神接我走。
So does that mean to commit suicide and God is taking you away? That's not the same meaning.
以利亚软弱到这种程度。
Elijah was weak to that point.
也许我们不至于软弱到这种程度。
Maybe we are not weak to that point.
圣经告诉我们，以利亚是同样性情的。
But the Bible tells us we are Elijah is just a man like us.
第二，我们要看到以利沙。
Second, we want to see Elisha.
有以利亚这一个双倍的服侍的灵。
So he had a double portion of spirit to serve.
当我们看到这个以利沙在跟以利亚的时候
，We saw that when Elisha was following Elijah，
顺服
，He was obedient。
顺服就是一直在他前面倒水。
So to be obedient means that he was washing his hands day and day。
但倒水还要跟随。
not only have to watch him, but also have to follow him.
他跟随什么呢？
So what was he following?
我们要看到这最后的一段路。
This is we're going to see the last path.
最后的一段路我们都非常熟悉。
We're actually familiar with what happened here.
这一段路我们如果在看旧约的时候，这一段路我们非常的熟悉。
So when we're looking at the Old Testament, we're very familiar with this passage.
一开始的时候我们就看到他从哪一个地方开始走，他从吉甲开始。
So in the beginning, we saw that he started in Gilgal.
对，在第二章的第一节里面，我们就看到以利亚呢就从吉甲开始动身。
So we saw that in chapter 2, verse 1, that Elijah started from Gilgal.
吉甲这个是进入这个迦南地的时候，耶稣亚呢在那个地方跟神，所有以色列跟神立约。
So this is a place before they entered, the Israelites entered the land of Canaan where they made covenant with God.
立什么约呢？
What was the
亚伯拉罕之约？
It was the Abraham's covenant.
亚伯拉罕有什么约呢？
What was Abraham's covenant?
割礼。
Was circumcision.
就是分别出来。
Meaning to be consecrated.
第一个在那个地方怎么分别出来？
So how did they be consecrated there?
那个吉甲又叫做昆去的意思。
Gilgal also means to roll away.
就是把你的肉体的思想跟这一个神要给你的完全分开来。
So you need to separate your thinking from God's thinking.
在走神国道路的时候，绝对不能用你肉体的思维。
So if you want to walk in the path of kingdom, you cannot use your own ideation.
必须要把它分开来。
You need to separate them.
所以第一个要侍奉神，你要被提，你要有双倍的灵。
If you want to be raptured, you want to serve God and you have double portion of spirit.
第一个就要从吉甲开始出发。
Wanting to start from Gilgal.
那么如何有属灵的看见呢？
Then how can you see spiritually?
就是勤读圣经。
It's to read the Bible often.
就是亲近神。
To draw near God.
到教会领受神的道。
And come to church to receive the word of God.
遵行神的道。
And also honor the word of God.
这就跟世界分别出来。
This is to consecrate yourself from the world.
别让世界的风俗习惯影响了我们。
Do not let the custom and traditions of the world affect you.
从第一章我们看到亚哈谢里面竟然不去找耶和华的先知，去找这个巴利的神。
So we see in chapter 1 that King Ahaziah did not seek the Lord but sought the Baal Zebub.
他不但整个生命结束，他的传承也没有了。
So not only was his life ended, there was no succession.
因为他没有孩子。
Because he had no son.
所以第一段路是什么？是吉甲。
So the first path is Gilgal.
吉甲就把我们按着神给我们的把它分别出来。
So we separate what God gives us.
跟神立约。
And set a covenant with God.
建立一个跟神的关系。
And to build a relationship with God.
所以在整个的背题里面，在侍奉里面有能力。
So that we may have power in our service and rapture. The first path.
就必须要从吉甲出发。
So the first portion of the path is start with Gilgal.
第一段路到吉甲出发以后到哪里呢？
Then where do we go after Gilgal?
到伯特利。
Next to Bethel.
伯特利是什么地方？
What's Bethel?
伯特利我们知道是这个雅各遇见神的地方。
It's a place of Jacob met God.
是不是？所以这个对他们来讲非常的熟悉的地点。
So these are very familiar locations to them.
对我们也是非常熟悉。
To us it's also familiar places.
如果我们没有分别出来。
So if we are not consecrated.
我们就不可能遇见神。
We will not meet God.
我们就不可能知道我们的身体是神的殿。
We will not know that our body is the temple of God.
天的门
is the gate of heaven.
有基督元首成为我们最重要的一个元首基督。
And Christ is the head and also the commander.
我们就没有办法看见这个。
We will not see this.
因此呢，当我们没有把我们的身体当成神的殿来侍奉的时候呢，
If we don't treat our body as the temple of God,
我们就会被世界的思想污染了我们的殿。
Contaminated by the thinking in the world.
这样子的时候，我们就没有能力去侍奉神。
Then we don't have power to serve God.
我们就没有办法真正的把天国的国度看为最重要。
Then we will not treat kingdom of God as the first.
当然，我们就不可能先求神的国跟神的义。
Then obviously we are not seeking the kingdom and righteousness.
以至于我们所得着的这一些所谓的丰富的供应。
So we will not receive all the fullness of the providence.
是很快的就过往云烟。
So we will pass and be destroyed.
并不能给我们带来真实的喜乐平安。
We will not have true peace and joy.
因此呢，那遇见神是很重要的。
So why it's very important to meet God?
我们看到这个遇见神以后呢，在遇见神里面呢，开始怎么样？有一个征战。
So we see that to meet God, there's a fight.
真正的一个征战的时候呢
？So when there's a true fight，
就是到了怎么样？到了这个耶利哥。
So then you go to Jericho。
耶利哥，我们就知道整个耶利哥城怎么倒的。
We remember how Jericho fell。
耶利哥城这个倒下去的时候
，So when the city of Jericho fell，
不是靠着我们。
It's not by ourselves。
耶利哥城倒下去的时候是按照神的话语。
It's according to the word of God。
安静的时候安静。
And when we need to
wait, we need to wait.
When we need to circle around, we need to circle
绕
around.
绕七圈就绕七圈。
We have to circle seven times. We need to circle seven times.
开始呼喊就呼喊。
When we need to cry, we need to cry out.
祭司走在前面。
And the priests go before the people.
整个的队伍里面安静无声。
But the rest of them wait quietly.
当我们顺服神引导的时候。
So when we submit to the leading of God.
这个征战。就胜利了。
Then we'll win this battle.
但是如果我们不按照神的引导
，But we don't follow the leading of God.
那个征战会靠着什么？靠着我们的肉体。
We'll fight the battle by our flesh.
靠着我们的经验。
By our experience.
靠着我们的感觉。
And our feelings.
凭着经验，凭着感觉去做事的时候
，When we do things by experience, by feelings.
又回到这个基甲之前了。
We'll come before Gilgal again.
他们还没有昆去的时候，在旷野里面绕四十年。
Before they rolled the stream away, they wandered for 40 years.
因此第三个地方征战胜利的时候呢
？So when the third place when they won and became victorious,
我们要看见是来到约旦河。
Then we see that they come to Jordan.
那么这约旦河又代表了什么呢
？What does the River Jordan represent?
约旦河是离开旷野40年的环绕。
So Jordan River is a place to depart from the 40 years of wandering in the desert.
离开这个旷野40年的环绕。
To depart from wandering in the desert for 40 years.
把那不愿意进入迦南地的那一种错误呢埋葬。
To bury away the mistake of not willing to enter the kingdom.
所以过约旦河的你看他是都是新一代的人。
So that's why you see those who cross Jordan are new generation.
重生的意思。
Meaning to be reborn.
因此呢，在过约旦河里头呢，让我们怎么样把那旧的那一个思维埋葬掉。
So when we cross the Jordan River, that we bury the old thinking.
我们要承接神给我们应许之地。
We need to receive the promised land.
其实我们发现这一个好像是以利亚倒过来走。
So this is almost like the opposite of what Elijah is doing.
这个倒过来走，他的一个路程。
This is the path he took.
最后我们看见他把这一个衣服一打，约旦河分开。
So with his cloak, he divided the river.
如履干地走过去。
And he walked through the dry land or dry ground.
以赛亚回来也是这样。
So when Elisha came back, he did the same thing.
开始进到神应许之地，开始去做侍奉的工作。
So he entered the land of promise and served the Lord.
所以这四个地标。
So these are four landmarks.
这个四个路程。
And these are four paths.
是基督徒要去经过的。
And what Christians must do.
使我们背体有望
，so that we have hope of being raptured.
侍奉充满能力
，and then our ministry filled with power.
昏去我们的肉体
，and roll away our flesh.
我们遇见神
，and we meet God.
不但我们遇见神
，not only we meet God.
我们可以看到整个在这个耶利哥里面，神怎么样为我们征战。
We can see how in Jericho God fights for us.
然后我们怎么样可以过约旦河
？And we can cross the Jordan River.
因为我们靠着神征战。
Because we fight by the Lord,
就不再靠自己
not by ourselves.
那旧的生命就埋葬在过去的路程。
Then the old ways are buried.
这个世界上我们的生命，我们是带不到天上去。
So the life on earth will not bring us to.
唯有透过神自己的建造，我们才能够到天上。
Only through God's building or His growth.
因此，在地上的思维、地上的丰功伟业。
So all the exploits on earth.
按着神的话语。就能够被保守一天。
Will be according to the word of God can be only kept for one day.
按着自己永远是埋葬在这个地方。
But by ourselves we completely buried.
这个就是我们看到第二章里面的这个四个路程。
This is what the fourth roads in the chapter two we see.
第三章里面我们看到第七节前行的时候。
Which in chapter three verse seven.
差人去见犹大王约沙法。
They send a messenger, message to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah.
这里再一次的提到这个亚摩亚王背叛我。
Which again, he talk about the Moab's king, Moabite king.
他们就联合犹大王跟以东。
So rebelled by join himself with king of Judah and Edom.
召集这三个王要怎么样，要去跟这一个摩押王征战。
So to call these three kings to fight against Moab, king of Moab.
那么当然犹大王呢特别知道说，哎，我们这么征战呢，我们要问有没有，不是有先知吗？
So, of course, the king of Judah knows that you need to seek the prophet first.
当他们走啊走到没水了。
When they walked until there's no water.
那么这一群人需要水的供应啊。
And these people need water.
那么约沙华就在这个地方，这里不是有耶和华的先知吗？
And Jehoshaphat asked, is there no prophet of the Lord here?
那表示呢，他知道整个的地理环境。
So he showing that he knows the topography.
先知在做事是耶和华的手在做事。
When the prophet is doing something, it's God's hands doing something.
他不会说，这个先知怎么不在我犹大国呢？跑到以色列国干什么？
So he would not ask why the prophet ran from Judah to Israel.
先知做事是神在做执行的工作。
So when the prophet does something, it's because God is.
我们知道耶沙法是一个好王，所以他非常的尊重。
Because he knew that we know that Jehoshaphat was a good king, that's why he honored Jehoshaphat.
那么这个以色列王呢，就跑去要问这一个以利沙。
So this king of Israel went to ask Elisha.
那么以利沙对以色列王说：“我与你何干
？”So but Elisha said, "What I have to, anything to do with you?"
你问你父亲先知和你母亲的先知吧。
Why don't you go seek ask the prophets of your mother and fathers?
以色列王对他说：“不要这样说。
”But the king of Israel said, "Do not say this."
他讲什么？耶和华召聚我们这三个王，在乃要交在摩押人的手里。
Because it was the Lord called us three kings together to hand us over to Moab.
那么这里他你看他耶和华。
Here it says Jehoshaphat.
这里面他怎么样？他根本呢不相信神。
Here he doesn't believe the Lord.
所以呢，他竟然不相信神，他还惧怕神。耶和华把我们召集起来是要交给这个摩押王。
Not only did not believe in the Lord, he was afraid that they are being handed over to the king of Moab.
以利沙的讲话跟以利亚很像，他说：“我指着永生这个奉永生耶和华的这个启示。”
The way Elisha spoke similar to Elijah, as surely as the Lord Almighty lives.
很像的地方呢，若不看犹大王耶沙法的前面。
If I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah,
必不理你，不顾你。
I would not look at you or even notice you.
原因是怎么样？耶沙法是敬畏耶和华的。
Because Jehoshaphat honored the Lord.
那么我们就看到呢，神以利沙就告诉他怎么样一个方法。
So Elisha told them a way.
就是你必须要挖沟。
So they need to make ditches.
这个挖沟使你们的畜生有水喝。
So there's water for you and your animals.
问题是没有水啊，哪里来的？挖沟水就会跑出来吗？
But the problem is that there's no water. So where would, by digging the trenches, would their water come out?
这个就是他们要顺服。
This means that they have to obey.
就我们到这里都找不到水，难道我们挖沟就会有水？
He will ask, you know, we can find water anywhere by digging the trenches.
当然，我们就知道在第三章里面就看到整个摩押王的失败。
So of course we see in chapter 3 how the failure or the defeat of King Moab.
我们就看到一点，就是说摩押王失败的时候。
But we see a point that when the King of Moab
还用什么方法
was defeated, what are the ways?
他把他自己的长子献在燔祭。
He sacrificed his own son in burnt offering.
这个是当时他们用很最残忍激烈的方式。
This is the most cruel, the most radical way they do.
这种方式像什么呢？
You know what this is like?
像当时以利的两个孩子把耶柜抬出去一样。
Just like the Eli's two sons who brought up the two.
让所有摩押的人让这献祭了，又神与我们同在，士气大增。
So they can raise up the people who thought that the God was with them.
把这一个要承接摩押王的这一个长子献上。
And the son that was supposed to succeed the king of Moab was burnt for the offering.
结果我们看到这三个王就撤离了。
And we saw that those three kings,
当然这里面有很多的因素在里头。
So of course there are many reasons here.
是他们没有进攻，或是神就让他们进攻到这里，留下这几族人要让他们学习战士。
So because God wants the remnant here to learn how to war.
我们刚才第四章里面有一个乃曼将军。
So we chapter 4 we see the king, the commander Naaman.
这乃曼将军给我们看到什么？
So what did we see in the commander?
我们都知道他顺服在这个约旦河洗的七次。
We remember that he was obedient and washed himself seven times in the Jordan River.
但他有一件事情。
But there was one thing.
他要求这一个以利沙 这个都是这个来饶恕的。
To ask Elisha to forgive him.
就在十八节第五章第十八节。
In chapter 5 verse 18.
我们就看到这个乃曼的真正的归向神。
We see that Naaman truly turned to the Lord.
他这里我有一件事情。
There's one thing.
愿耶和华饶恕你仆人。
That means that the Lord forgive your servant.
我主人进灵门庙叩拜的时候。
When my master entered the temple room to bow down.
我用手搀他在灵门庙我也屈身。
He's leaning on my arm and I bow there also.
我在这灵门的庙屈身，这是愿耶和华饶恕。
When I bow down in the temple room, may the Lord forgive your servant for this.
这讲什么呢？
So what is he talking about?
他说我是人家的一个臣仆。
He's saying that he is a slave to.
当王拜这个庙的时候，他跪下来，我岂可以不屈身呢？
So when this king worship in this temple, I cannot.
但他前面讲过了，我不再拜我的神。
But he said this before that he doesn't.Worship is.
所以他很诚恳的提出来说，我知道以后我会碰到这个问题。
But he knew that he was going to run into this problem.
我虽然进庙，我不是拜这个神。
Even though he went to the temple, he was not to worship that God.
而这个屈身是我对王的一种礼貌。
But his leaning is because he's honoring the king.
那么一个刚刚信主的人，他真正的领受是这样。
So when somebody just received the Lord,
尊重耶和华到这个程度。
They honor the Lord to this point.
他想到以后会碰到的问题。
They will think about things that they will run into in the future.
求神饶恕他。
And ask God to forgive them.
那我们看到呢，这个以利沙呢，就知道这件事情。
We saw that Elisha knew about this.
就告诉他没有这个，因为他的生命里面已经回转。
Because his life has turned around.
他愿意带土回去，这个意思就是说，这个土地是应许的。
So he willing to take as much earth he wants to seek to carry.
活在那应许的当中。
Because he understood that this is the land of a promise, and he wanted to
receive
the promise. 还要领
受这应许。
He wanted to receive this promise.
很可惜，在应许之地的人。
Unfortunately, people who live in the
promise. 糟蹋了这块应许之地。
Yeah, did not make most of the land.
第五章给我们看到一个基督徒在应许的当中。没有领受到应许。
So in chapter 5 we see that the Christians who live in the land of promise but never receive the promise.
反正一个没有应许的人，他领受到应许。
Yet the person who was not man of promise able to receive the promise.
以色列人他们没有办法领受应许。
The Israelites was not able to receive the promise.
忽略了神的救恩。
And they ignored the salvation of God.
但我们一个基督徒。
But we as Christians,
如果忽略了神的救恩
ignore the salvation of God,
希伯来书告诉我们什么呢？
What does the book of Hebrews tell us?
绝对没有办法逃罪。
That we will not escape judgment.
这个罪一定会抓住你。
And this sin will seize you.
第六章我们看到亚兰王跟以色列王征战。
We see in chapter 6, a king of Aramean went to war against the king of Israel.
在每一次征战的时候呢，这个亚兰王到处这个是游击啊，这个有一些用比较驱敌的方式，用一些诡诈的方式。
So we saw that when the Aramean went against the Israelites, they used tactics such as guerrilla warfare or trickery.
这里看到呢，这个以利沙呢，就告诉差人去告诉王。
So here we see Elisha sent to the king of Israel.
叫他先防望于未然，所以这个事情不止一次两次。
To warn him so that this is not going to happen just once or twice.
表示呢，每一次呢要怎么样？偷袭人家。
So each time they need to do attack in stealth.
是打游击战的这种突袭。
Need to be involved in the guerrilla warfare.
一次都不成功。
But none of them they will be.
亚兰王心底就这到底是怎么回事啊
？So that's why the king Aram was trying to find out what happened.
是不是我们这里出了内奸呢、啊、
？Because they have been turned aside.
我们这里有谁帮助以色列王
？Who is here helping the king of Israel?
你们不指给我吗
？Don't you none of you will tell me?
他们就告诉他说：“哎呀，这个是怎么有一个先知啊，叫做以利沙。
”But they told him none of us, but it's Elisha.The prophet.
啊，那还不简单，就把这个以利沙给杀了就好了嘛，抓起来。
Well, then he decided, well, the best is kill him, then we'll be fine.
那他们就啊，召集一群人要去攻打以利沙。
So they called a bunch of people to kill Elisha.
当然，我们就知道这个以利沙呢，这个已经呢，神已经指示他了。
Of course, God already revealed Elisha.
我们就看到他来的时候，整个大家都不见了。
Well, of course, when they came, he was
看不见路。
They could not see the path.
看不见城。
They cannot see the city.
那么伊丽莎说：“这里不是你们要的地方。
”And Elisha told them, "This is not the place you want."
跟着我来吧。
Follow me.
来，走一段路了。哎，走了一段路，这个雾真的那么长啊
！And so they follow him, and this is such a low mist.
等这个雾一散去，哎，怎么跑到撒玛利亚境界来了
？When this missed, disappeared. How come they ended up in Samaria?
以色列可不可以杀呢？
Then the king of Israel asked, could we kill them?
不要杀他们。
But Elisha told him not to kill them.
给他们吃饱，放他们回去。
But give them food and let them go back.
这个叫心理战。
This is a psychological warfare.
不用，下次再来还是这样子。
But if they come again, next time it will happen again.
神与我们同在。
And God is with us.
把你吓都吓死了。
If they will be scared to death.
他这样怎么讲？后面就讲了一句话。
So then he said something.
以后呢，他们就不敢来攻击以色列。
So he said the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel.
这个呢，没有来攻击他呢，是怎么样？是没有用游击战的方式。
So meaning that they stopped using guerrilla warfare against Israel.
这一个已经不见效了嘛。
Because it's no longer effective.
要就明着来。
So if you want to come in open.
哦，我们两军要交战，要宣战了。
And we want to join in battle. We'll just join battle.
东咬你一口，西咬你一口。
It's not try to bite here and bite there.
这个是很厉害的啊。
This is a.
你看这一只牛啊，很强壮的牛。
You see a very strong ox.
啊，在奔跑的时候。
When it's running.
东咬一下，西咬一下，凯欧迪一东咬一下，西咬一下，那牛就趴下了，是吗？
But if somebody bites left and right on, but this ox, it will just fall down.
因此我们就看到他就用这种方法。
We see the King Aram uses method.
所以此后呢，这一个亚兰王啊哈达聚集他的全军上来围困撒玛利亚。
So later on we saw that Ben-Hadad, King of Aram, mobilizing entire army march up against and they sacked Samaria.
23节不是告诉我们说从此亚兰王军队不再犯以色列的境吗？
But in 23, verse 23 said that the bands of Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory.
这意思是讲到过去的游击战不敢再用游击战。
So meaning that in the past they used guerrilla warfare, but they stopped using it.
好，即使这样，我就明着来了。
So then they gonna open the attack.
那么我们就看到这第六章里面呢，这个我们王说这31节。
So we see in chapter 6 verse 31.、
这个王，我今日若容以这个容撒法的儿子以利沙的头扔在他的项上。
The king said, "May God deal with me, be ever so severe, if the head of Solomon."
愿耶和华重重降罚于我。
Remain on his shoulder today.
你看到这一个啊，以色列王呢，竟然是如此的。
You see, this king of Israel said such a thing.
啊，这灾祸既是从耶和华那里来，我何必再仰望耶和华呢
？That if this God had given a disaster, why should I look up to the Lord?
第七章我们看到，你们要听耶和华的话。
So chapter 7 tells us we need to hear the word of the Lord.
因为以这个整个的。敌国呢，把围住的时候，整个的物价都上涨。
But because of the enemies, they seized Samaria. All the food prices went up.
碰到饥荒。
And then they ran into famine at the same time.
那个物价又上涨。
And then the prices went up even
more. 就像我们现在的通货膨胀。
So just like today's inflation.
又碰到这个天灾。
And then run into a disaster.
又碰到欧债危机。
And also run into Euro's problem.
希腊的欧债危机如果起来的话，比雷曼兄弟还要可怕。
And if Euro's crisis does not get solved, the end will be worse than the Lehman Brothers.
2008年以后呢，房地产爬不起来。
After 2008, the real estate market could not be.
这个是雷曼兄弟啊倒债的问题。
This came from a Lehman Brothers debacle.
比2008的雷曼还可怕。
But the problem with Greece will lead to bigger problem than what Lehman did.
现在已经进入第二次的衰退。
We can see that they go into the second decline.
欧洲有问题，我告诉你，美国也爬不起来。
If Europe has problem, the United States will not be able to rise up.
像服务链一样。
It's all connected.
整个都是笼罩在这个经济的里面。
Everybody is connected in the economy.
其实外行的就是看热闹。
So, but the outsider can only see what's going on.
反正一定是会有一个周期性嘛。
Because they said there's a cycle.
1922年的时候的美国经济大萧条。
So in 1992 there was a great economic downturn.
过个一百年啊，多少年就会来一次一个周期性。
You think that there's a cycle in another 100 years that there will be another cycle.
内行看门道。
But the insider know.
神的手按照圣经的预言在告诉我。
The hand of the Lord is upon the world, just like the Bible tells us.
更清楚的告诉我们神。这个耶稣基督已经快再来。
Tell us that Jesus is coming soon.
真的就在门口。
It really is at the door.
但是越讲人听的越多的时候，他越是没有办法领受。
But the more this is said, people cannot receive this.
连那一些预备有那个没有预备有的去等候，有预备心等候耶和华再来的。
even those who wait upon the Lord without the oil.
五个童女，五个预备有的，五个没有预备有的。
The five virgins that had the lamp and the oil, and the five virgins that had the lamp without the oil.
预备迎接新娘的都会的，新郎的都会被迷惑掉。
Even the one waiting on the bridegroom all fall asleep.
啊，圣经告诉我们，他们都睡着。
The Bible tells us they all fell asleep.
睡着的意思就是迷惑了。
To fall asleep means to be deceived.
还好有圣灵。
Thank God for their Holy Spirit.
警醒过来。
And that we be awakened.
呼喊。
And cry out.
哎，赶快怎么样？有预备的。就马上可以起来。
And those who have prepared, they will be able to get up.
没有预备的就来不及预备了。
And those who have not prepared, they have no time to prepare.
因此，我们看到第七章里面呢，耶沙法这个以利沙说。
So we see in chapter 7, Elisha said.
这个明日啊，这个一细亚细亚面啊，要卖一色客的。
About this time tomorrow, a seah of flour will sell for a shekel.
那么就降价了。
When the price is coming down, 3倍, some 3 times.
那我们看到这个有一个残仆王的军长对神人说，即便是耶和华使天开了窗户，也不能有这种事情。
But there's an officer who said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord opens the floodgate of heavens, could this happen?"
这个耶和华开天上的窗户，也不可能有这种事情。
Even if the Lord should open the floodgate of heaven, this would not
happen. 耶和华缩小成这样。
He'd make the Lord so small.
根本不用开天上的窗户。
But the Lord doesn't even need to open the floodgates of heaven.
说有就有，命立就立。
And when He speaks, it comes to be, and He's commanded.
他把神的能力缩小到怎么样？比巴力还小。
He made the power of God to shrink the power of God to nothing.
因此那个以利沙就回应他什么呢
？So this is what Elisha said to him.
好啊，你必亲眼看见，却吃不到。
You see with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it.
这个是看得见。吃不到
It's to be able to see but not able to eat it
这个是让我们看到今日有个大好的信息
It's to let us know that there is a great good news
我们看到有四个大麻风的
And there's 4 leopards
他自己因为这个病缠身
Because they know they have leprosy
就是他本身有问题
Because they have problems themselves
但是他还想到一个问题
But they thought of something
神的话
The word of God
神的话里面呢你可以看到他怎么讲呢
You can see what the word of God says.
今日是大好信息的日子。
Today is a day of great news.
我们竟不作声。
If we don't do something.
若等到天亮。
And wait till the daylight.
罪必临到我们。
The sin will come to us.
来吧。
Go.
我们以王家报信去。
So let's go tell the news.
这个是讲到一个基督徒的一个学道。
This is talking about the description of a Christian.
如果今天有这么好的一个供应。
So today we have such a good providence.
今天神恩待我们。
And God showed favor to us.
而我们竟然不把福音广传。
And we don't preach the good news.
等到天亮的时候。
And wait until the daylight.
主耶稣基督再来的时候。
Until Jesus comes again.
罪必临到我们。
The punishment will overtake us.
那么第八章里面我们看到这个啊，以利沙对这个哈歇说的话语。
So we see that in chapter 8 what Elisha said to Gehazi.
那么我们看到这个哈歇呢讲到说这一个啊以后呢这个他会伤害以色列人。
And Elisha said to this messenger that he will harm Israel.
八章第十三节哈歇说你的仆人算什么。
He said to Hazael,
how
can your servant be mere dog?
焉能行这大事呢
？Accomplish such a feat?
这告诉我们一个很大的重点。
So tell us a very important point.
权力还没在一个人身上的时候。
When the authority doesn't come to a person,
人总是谦卑的。
Man is always humble.
当一个人大到这个有权柄的时候，他整个的骄傲都领得起来。
So when somebody has great authority, their pride will rise up.
因此呢，当骄傲临起来的时候，他忘记曾经先知跟他讲过的事情。
So the spirit of arrogance made them forget what the prophet has said to them.
或是不是忘记
？Or maybe not forget.
知道那又怎么样呢
？Then they will say, "So what if they know?"
我的能力、我的权柄高过一切。
But their power and their wisdom is over everything.
所以我们看到呢，哈歇就把这一个王给这个啊杀死了，篡位。
Hazael succeeded the king by killing him.
这一个就让我们看到整个耶和华在做的一些工作。
You see the work of the Lord here.
愿神让我们从这个列王记下看到整个的进行，历史都在神的手中。
So may the Lord help us to see from the second Kings from beginning till now that God's hands is working.
历史是耶和华的历史。
in the history. History is the Lord's history.
啊，并不是我们写出来的。
It's not what we write.
神他的手在做事。
That the hands of the Lord is doing work. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
让我们遵照你的话语。
That by your words.
愿你的话使我们苏醒。
That your words may revive us.
让我们跟随你。
That we follow you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.